I've been thinking life is far living, so I'm on the dance floor. I don't care who's watching, but so that's funny to me because I didn't intend on singing. I just intended on saying, like, when I pressed record, my first words were gonna be "I've been thinking," and then I remember the song that I have that starts with that. Does it start with that? Yeah, pretty much beginning of the verse. And it's a song that I recorded some time ago, and it's was never released. I mean, I guess we can see what now. But I was hoping for it to be mixed a certain way, and it wasn't. But you know, certain time you just have to suck it up and deal with things like you have them booked. But yeah, so the song is called "Wine to the Floor," and it's more of just a vibe, not so much of like super writing. I'm working on some more music right now, and I'm excited about most of them. I guess I would say all of them, because I mean, I'm always excited just because, you know, writing music is one of my favorite parts of the process of being an artist or somebody who makes music. and even performing, like, I love performing so much, but like there's this different there's this writing is a different experience, and it's like it reminds you writing is a different experience and it reminds you of, I wouldn't say reminds me of, I'm just like, writing is just an experience where you get to sit with yourself. I mean, if you write by yourself, I tend to write by myself, so I'm speaking from my point of view, so I like the fact that I can, or that I am in a corner, in a hole, and it's dark. Or I'm in my room and it's dark most of the time. That's my best case scenario. I mean, I write at any time of day, or, you know, in most situations, as long as it's not like mentally distracting. But yeah, so there's this freedom that you get in putting your thoughts and your words and thoughts onto paper, like how them say a diary, and for me that paper happens to be songs that I'm writing at any given moment. So this is not what I intended to talk about at the beginning of this, but it's real life, and thinking about that song now, it's just, it kind of is now segueing into what I've been thinking about talking about, because it's like there are always going to be situations, I feel like, in each person's experience where the level of patience that they exercise may have to be great. And it's not saying that for everything you should get walked over, or nobody should expect that you will have a problem with anything. But I just feel like, even for me, I've had situations where my patience done off. Dead off, my patience dead off, dog. And it's like sometimes patience is all that's necessary to apply to a situation to make it better. But then sometimes it's like, you know, we're human beings and we get frustrated by certain things, and yeah, so anyways, or just life happens and it's like you can't really, it can't bother you too much when life happens, because life is always happening. Hashtag quote life. So yeah, that song came to mind because it's just been a song that I wrote for a long time. I mean, a long time ago, and it was for a long time in my planning and working on things, and you know, it just didn't end up being one of the ones that got finished in a time frame that I expected it to be, but it's still finished. I mean, I don't know what's next, but I'm more excited about the things that I'm working on now. Big up Dale. Big up Dale. Because he's been sending me some fire ass music and I just need to write. I've been super distracted because of life happening. So I've been very mentally distracted in a way that makes it hard to sit. At least hard for me to sit and write. There are some people that believe in writing regardless of anything and everything. I tend to feel more chill about that because as much as music is bae and life and all of that shit, it's still like I'm still a human being first, you know. So I don't feel like at this stage in my career, which is nowhere near where I imagine it being, at whichever point it happens, it's so important to just roll with the damn punches. Mom life. One moment. So anyways, as I was saying, you know, the point of this episode, and usually these episodes come from things that, you know, been resting on my mind, and, you know, I just decide to speak out loud on these things that just have been rolling over and over. But one of the things that I was thinking about recently was the fact that, like, because what I started this whole thing with wasn't the intention of what I came to record, but somehow it connects. And it's pretty much this whole thing where patience is important in life in general, but just specifically in situations where you're dealing with it's something that you love. At least for me, that's important, because I feel like rush and hurry creates panic and anxiety, and to reduce that, you know, working at a certain pace at certain times, because there's a time for everything, because sometimes it's just like, alright, ready to go, and we knock everything out and re, but at this moment, you know, especially with the amount of things that I'm personally going through, like moving. My Miss Jamaica was a big thing, and you know, like, I've still been doing shit. So it's like performances and photo shoots and shit by myself and exploring the damn jungle and shit, like, yeah. So, you know, at times like these, patience is necessary with myself as well, because, you know, I have to remember that, yes, you're a human being and you need to take care of yourself before you take care of the things that you love, and so that you can take care of the things that you love. So, I mean, it's patience versus unruly still, isn't it? Because there are certain things, as well as patience, as I try to be, and I pray for patience on a daily basis because it's necessary. But there are certain things that just make me unruly in my mind. Like, when I think about them, I just hear unruly. I just see unruly and see fire. Like, yes. Like the backpack, hashtag be creatives live. Anyway. So, yeah. So, unruly. There are certain things that I've experienced as a creative in general, but also as a singer-songwriter, and somebody that performs and all of that. There are things that happen on a regular basis that's like, seriously. Things like people disappearing with the music, like, I hate that shit. But, you know, life happens to everyone, including me, just like life is happening to me right now. So, you know, patience, like I said, is what's necessary to help that. But, all right, so for example, something that I cannot deal with regardless of the situation is, or I can deal with it, but I just don't like to, and I prefer to not, is when you're walking into a session with someone or you're setting up a session with somebody and you're having a conversation before about, you know, what's going to happen and, you know, what the vibe is and just all of the things that are, that just have to be, that just end up in a conversation because it's necessary to what's happening. And it's like, if you're coming to this with the intention of, or with starting off the process going, hey, we like this song over here, let's make something like that. And that's happened to me in multiple situations. So it's not like a whole lot against people, because if, I mean, because, you know, modeling what you do after things that are successful is how other successful, some successful people get successful. So it's like, okay, you're not making the exact same song. However, I don't like that. Like, that's personally something that, like, changes the whole process for me, just because in my head I'm like, like, if you want a vibe, like, just make the song, make the music in the vibe that you want it to be, and then give that to me. I don't want to hear what you're trying to make it sound like, because then it's like, all right, you want me to write you a song for anybody to sound like the vibe that you want, or do you want me to write a song for myself? Because me writing a song for myself is very different from me writing a song for other people, and I've done that, and it's like, I cannot put certain things in songs for other people unless they're Yadi, and I don't think I've been friendly Jamaican, not that I can think of, but writing for myself, I am a Jamaican, so in my conversation I'm going to naturally put things that are how I talk or how I think. So like when I drop in my is what that song I was thinking about the other day, I was thinking about what was the song? Oh, No Way Out, one of my favorite songs. By the way, it's 7:30 in the morning. I don't know why I'm singing all of these songs at this time in the morning when I haven't done any talking except for this right now. So, thanks, girl. That song is a wicked song. Right, so there's a song that I have called No Way Out. It's one of my favorite songs, produced by Mini Lord. And, and it was interesting because that song was special, you know. I feel like there are certain songs that God just give me because it's like, I don't even think about writing them. They just happen. Like, they just come out. So, like, that was one of the songs. But how that originated, because a lot of the times when I'm writing a song or an idea is coming up, it's more because I'm listening to music and, like, all right, I'm getting an idea to the music. But No Way Out, the idea for it came before. I was like, yo, I want a song where I'm talking about Babylon, dog. I want Bundung Babylon, and yeah. That shit was happening because I kept getting tickets. I kept getting pulled over. I was living in Miami, and oh my God, I kept getting pulled over by the fucking police in Miami, in Pembroke Pines especially. And I couldn't get anywhere without getting a damn ticket, especially because I was always in a damn rush because of all the things I was doing and my schedule was overpacked. Yes, that was the life. And every 5 minutes, them pull me over and them not give me tickets and them something. And it's like, it's just a whole money scheme with these people, like, in Pembroke Pines, 3 miles per hour over the unruly, hashtag unruly, them something that pissed me off, dog. 3 miles over the fucking speed limit and them give me a ticket. One nigga, how we get here, I don't matter, yo, what, unruly, yo, one of these things. All right, so being an artist in Miami, you also, I mean, part of being a creative or just being a human being that wants to do business in the world, like, getting to know people is a part of it, right? So and hanging out with friends and, you know, living your life is also important for your craft, especially for me. Like, I write about my life, so most of the 90% of the time, way more than that, when I go lock it down and make people start treating me. But yeah, most of the time my shit is about my life, so if I'm not living life, what the fuck am I writing about, you feel me? So So it's like, and I just tend to write about love songs because I'm just an R&B baby, and that's just how I write. I get bad up by some friends, big up on the cell phone. I feel like that mommy be more of like a Shantia vibe, and I'm like, yo, I don't really talk like that. Why none of her lyrics not coming to my head? But think about any of her, most of her lyrics, especially talk about, or any of them, and Jada and all of them talking about cocking up and fucking up my pussy. Like, I'm not going to sing about that, really. Like, yeah, that's a part of my hashtag, to be honest. But I'm not, I don't know, I've just never really put that in a song like that. I don't speak like that, so I feel like it also sounds weird for me to talk about, yeah, come fuck out my hole and them something like, yo, what? Whereas me, I live a foreign and catch all kind of accent, bro. Yeah, Latino accent and them something there. Hello. I joke. Anyway, so I don't know how that was Latino anyway. It's the joke part, but hashtag don't judge. So anyways, there are certain things that piss me off, including the fucking police in Pembroke Pines specifically, but also in Miami. So at the time, I was so frustrated by the fact that I get getting pulled over and getting tickets and all kind of bullshit. And so I was like, fuck Babylon. I was like, yo, me the lad, I want a song. Want me a bundle of Babylon, dog. And he's like, okay. I'm like, no, bro, I want a song of bundle of Babylon. And my dude went into them, lava talented guy and dropped this rhythm, and I was like, yes. And hence Babylon is knocking at my door, surrounded nowhere else. I hit the floor, crimes I have committed by the score, the ending of the road is now for sure. I mean, you have to have kind of a yardie vibe to sing that song properly, you feel me? So I cannot just write, back to the point, I cannot just write how I would write for myself or anybody else, unless you can sing the thing how it's supposed to sing, or we're gonna have to edit it anyway. So I just don't like the reference vibe, like reference for something more specific, like a haircut or makeup, where it's like you're not, it's not about your art on somebody's head, unless they come to you and say, all right, do whatever you want in my head, then you can be yourself in that. So that's not really the craft to express that in, per se. However, to me, I think that that's the point of music. Like, I feel like a lot of people, and so many people, because why not, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that, approach music with a mindset of I'm going to make money with this. And just for me, that's not my experience. And you know, my friends have always commented on some of the things that I maybe could do differently to bust, like kissing up to people, and I don't know how to do that. That makes me hashtag unruly. I can't live so. But anyways, more on that later. But or more on that now. We're talking about the things that make me feel unruly, and it's like I don't know. It just kills the whole creative vibe for me when I'm thinking about It kills the whole creative vibe if it's a song for me, actually. If it's a song for somebody else and you want a reference based on like how they are and who they are, I want to know who they are. I want to get an idea of, you know, the things that they like and what's real to their life, and you know what I'm saying? And and so in a situation like that, that's fine. But writing for me, I don't want you to give me a reference of who I should sound like. Like, no. Don't do that. In that case, get a different artist, or get an artist that sounds more like what you want, and then say, hey, you know, and just make them write. Like, what the fuck? Just make them do them thing. Find somebody that creates how you already want the thing to be created, and then get that thing from them. Don't, like, and that's something that I'm learning as well on my side. Like, I've been having to deal with a lot of graphic designers because of the things that I've been doing for, you know, myself. And it's just, it's important to, not just graphic designers, but even photographers. I've said that to people in consultation sessions, where like, I think that if you want to find a, that if you want to find a photographer or a videographer or And anything for anything creative. Find somebody that creates in the style of the theme that you want, right? So if you want to create a comic book, don't go to somebody that their artwork looks like a kid's fairy tale. Like, that's not gonna work for your comic book, you feel me? Unless you're trying to make a different type of comic book. So, you know, hashtag ideas for all the people out there that want hashtag illustrators, take this idea. But I'm just saying, like, it makes more sense to find somebody who's the style of what you want instead of trying to find the closest person or the person that you think can sing and then, you know, trying to put their voice on anything. But that's just me. It's not like everybody does that, you know, and like I said, everyone is entitled to their own process and stuff. So, you know, say you work. Just for me, that meant me unruly as fuck. But yeah, so my thought is just, you know, I prefer to create based on the energy and not thinking about, oh, the end goal of this is to, unless it's like something cool and, you know, trying to do something specific, like let's build awareness on fucking COVID, like Dale did with Scantano. And it's like, that's a different type of situation. But in writing for myself as an artist, like, just because of the style that I have based on how I was raised and how I interacted with music, like, you know, it's just, for me, I've just always done better with listening to a rhythm, listening to music, and then getting a vibe from that and having that drive the direction of how the song is written, and, you know, of course my vibe added to it. But yeah, so for example, now if I get a rhythm and it's written for me, there sometimes it would be the same song as if I was writing it for somebody else, but a lot of the times the types of things that I add that are not just specific to me, but just because, you know, I write how I talk and most of the time, and that is usually a combination of English and some kind of patois. So being authentic, as I always say, is important. And it's hard to be authentic to yourself or authentic when you're trying to be like someone else. So hashtag quotes, easy be. So another thing that frustrates me and makes me a hashtag unruly is producers, and I try not to, this happens still, but I try not to as much as possible have it happen. But there are people who, I mean, you can't be really mad at people because, you know, right, life happens, don't. So but I feel like sometimes people make it a habit where, you know, like, some people just make it a habit to have everybody else do the work. So, for example, if you're a producer or if you're an artist, right, and you get music from a producer and, you know, you guys are both equally invested in the track, meaning like you made half and the other person made half, to me, I think that unless you're going to just get a rhythm, like, you know, which is, I guess, what some people do, then if I'm buying the rhythm off for you to just use it for myself, then
is it really? Do I need to put your name on it? And in that case, I don't need to ask you know nothing about nothing, right? So, if you're a producer, though, like for me, I try to work with producers. And this is just me. I'm not saying that anybody else doing their shit different is wrong or whatever. You know, like, I'm not the the top opinion. This is just my opinion. I just feel like I prefer to work with producers and creators of every kind. You know, stylists, makeup artists. Big up Nadine Ford, MUA. Like, she's always somebody that shares. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the people who put input into the creative project, like, I feel like they should all, or we should all, promote the project. Because, you know, how can promoting something not benefit you unless you don't like the product and or the end product? And in that case, then, you know, communicate and say, hey, Bray, whatever, like, maybe you could have done something different, because maybe it's just about giving feedback and then this problem can be fixed. And giving feedback in a respectful way, like, that's another thing. Like, sometimes people give you feedback and they think that they have to be rude about it, and that makes me but I don't know if this was said in any of the recordings that I kept, because sometimes things happen and I delete the recording. But I was saying that, other than just life happening, you know, it's just like, other than life happening and having patience, it's just, damn, what the fuck was I saying again? Fuck. One moment. Alright, so as I'm saying, not trying to judge anybody that works like that. I just prefer to work with people who are invested in sharing. Oh, and I mentioned Nadine Ford, because she's always sharing, like, the projects that we've worked on, like, even not the projects that we've worked on, like, she's just always sharing and my stuff, and, you know, it's just cool. And, you know, working on a project with multiple people, it's even beneficial for all of us in the group, and that's how I like to work. This is something that I do, and, you know, when I talk to people about social media, because people ask me a lot about social media for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why, but, like, people be asking me questions, asking a lot of questions. I joke, but yeah, sometimes people ask me questions, and one of the questions is that, or one of the answers, or one of the things that I always suggest to people, is collaborate with people. Because the more you can tag people and everybody shares, if everybody shares, you feel me, like, that makes it so much more powerful. So, like, for me, I like to work with people who also believe in that. Like, not saying I'm entitled to be on your page or whatever, but, like, you know, I would hope that the content that we're all creating, we all like it and we all believe in it, and that would encourage us to I zoned out thinking about our podcast episode. I zoned the hell out thinking about our podcast episode. Big up Preda Culture, working on a podcast for the creatives with Chase Dream and Tiffa Bella, and we're working on the design. And I was just thinking about, yes, so this reminds me, I was just thinking about how they are, and, you know, like, whenever we do anything, like, they're just so sherry that it just makes it vibes. And we make content that we like, and or we've made content that we believe in and that we like, and we're just putting the finishing touches on certain things before we roll this out. But, you know, it's been a long road, and having patience once again has been what has allowed it to still happen without us feeling guilty or anything. You feel me? Like, big up the Creatives Inc. If you don't know the Creatives Inc., that's a creative network of companies and people and all sorts of things. So, yeah, so when you collaborate with people, it's always cool when they share, because it just amplifies, especially if you're not already like viral, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm in that position now where I'm still in the journey, which is why I think that, you know, recording this is not just for other people, it's also for me, and I can look at this as a chronicle of my life and of my journey, and you know, remember things that's made me upset or bothered me, and maybe, you know, these are things that will change in the future, and I can look back and say, well, you know, that used to be like that and now it's not, or that used to be like that and it still is, like, you know. But yeah, so that podcast, I'm excited about it, and it's on my mind because it's on the horizon and it keeps getting closer, and we've just had to be patient, and it's been something we've been working on for like probably a year now. We started recording episodes a year ago, and something just told me that this should be a project that we have the visuals really well done for, and you know, we're working with people that are really cool, and we wanted to bring a certain energy to it, and it's awesome so far. And you know, we just, certain things you can move with immediately, and certain things, you know, you can spend your time on, and this is a project that the creatives has decided to spend time on and to invest energy into it long term because of the long term goal of it, which I won't say now, but so as Tori, so yeah, anyway, so that's why I think it's really important to collaborate, but also to work with people that like to share, because it just makes the experience better. Another thing that is sometimes stressful for artists is that there are more than a couple of things that I could list that grinds my gears. So here comes the grinds my gears section of the hashtag unruly episode. Things that make me unruly and grinds my gears. When people are rude because they have shit like links or money. So like for me, super frustrating. I'm gonna try to wrap it fire through these. However, this is really frustrating for me because not because you know people or you have money means that you're allowed to be rude. I've been a server before and I've dealt with rude ass people with a bag of money, and I've dealt with really polite people with a bag of money. It's a choice. You can choose to be polite. I say choose to be polite every single time. People trying to tell me what to do without listening. So for me, I'm big on collaborating and getting people's feedback. But if I feel like you're not really listening or trying to actually hear, I'm not going to continue to communicate with you. Nor am I going to take your opinion into consideration. Like, I'm the type of person where I strongly believe in the whole thing of you shouldn't let people that don't know you have an opinion about your life. And the craziest thing about that is that most people don't know you, and sometimes you don't even know yourself, so how does anybody judge? I feel like nobody should judge anybody. But my point is, listening is important to communication, and unless we're listening to each other, then the collaboration effort is now not collaborative because it's all about what one person thinks as opposed to the group. Ghosting. Although sometimes necessary, yes, I've ghosted people, sadly, but unfortunately, especially as a female, like sometimes, like I said, I can't deal with rude people. So if you're rude to me or to people in general, I'm probably gonna ghost you. If I notice that, you know, we don't communicate well, or you know, there are certain other things that, you know, are probably on the grinds my gears list that happens or whatever, then I'm probably gonna ghost the situation. It's not like it just happens out of nowhere. I'm the type of person to kind of bring that up, but you know, after a while, if I feel like, you know, not making a difference, and or you're too mean or you're too rude or you're too whatever the fuck, that part later, ghosted. Unfinished projects, hate unfinished projects. I have many, just because, you know, life happens. But yeah, unfinished projects,
I don't like them. And a lot of time those have to do with ghosting. Like, for me, just communicate. Let me know. Like, if life is upside down for you, at least now I can make a plan, or I can put something down forever, or put know that I'm putting something down as opposed to trying to reach it to figure out what the fuck am I gonna do, because I already made a plan, because I do make a plan for the things that I have. Anyhow. Yeah, so unfinished projects, hate that, working on fixing that too. When people don't put out finished work, oh my god, I cannot. Like, I know they're like, I'm not saying that you should put out everything that you make, but I know people that would not have anything out, and like they have songs on songs on songs on songs on songs on them, like in them library done, and instead of putting it out, it's just like, oh, I don't like it because da-da-da-da. Like, come on, put your shit out. Like, you never know who's gonna like what song, and it's like, all right, what am I doing? No longer talking. Yeah, so when people don't put out finished work, grinds my gears. Wasted talent and time, yes, grinds my gears. For sure. I've seen so many talented people, and you know, I feel like they could do so much with their talent, and I feel like I even see people with greater talent than mine, and I'm trying to do whatever I can do with mine, and you know, I see people with bigger talent than mine that don't do anything with it, and like, for me, that's that waste of time, of course. Narrow-minded people, yeah, because I feel like you should be open, people should be open-minded. Because there's no way any one person knows all the things and all of the opinions and points of views, and so, or all the things and all the knowledge there is to know on the planet. So unless you're God or you're some kind of all-knowing being, like, shut the fuck up and listen. People who stay asking when you go on bus. That's kind of funny. I don't know if that grinds my gears so much. It kind of does, because it's like, if I had a choice, I would have done bus a long time. Like, seriously? Why don't you help? Like, do you know it's hard, and it's a group project, and I'm a one human being doing a group project, but what the fuck is new, right? So people who think they know everything, that was supposed to go after narrow-minded people. People who think they know everything really bother me, because who the fuck likes to know it all anyway? But also because people who think they know everything tend to be narrow-minded, and they tend to be rude, and they tend to yeah, they tend to be narrow-minded. So yeah, why the fuck would I not be annoyed by that? Anyway, so people who think they know everything, fuck that shit. Anyone who randomly calls me on the phone. Yeah, I don't like when people call me on the phone. I don't like anybody calling me on the phone. Like, when my mother was alive, I did not even necessarily like talking to her on the phone. Not because I didn't like it, but it's just like, I feel like sometimes he gets on the phone and then people don't want to come off the phone, and then it's like this long ass thing of like, all right, I'm gonna go now, and it's like, I just feel like so many people don't hear the whole I'm gonna go now, and it's like you're on the phone 17 hours late. So also, I think I just spent too much time on the phone as a teenager. Anyway, this is so known. I watch TV on the phone anyway. Moving on. Also, I'm gonna end it at this. People who lack vision and are too afraid to take risks. Like, for me, I just stay in the realm of, you know, being creative and coming up with cool things and trying to find ways to get people to give me their money. I always joke about that, but that's entrepreneurship, you know, and I wouldn't call myself an entrepreneur in a seasoned sense by any means, but you know, anyways, so I feel like vision is important, because that's what takes anyone from mediocre to great. You know, having a vision of greatness is what will allow you to take steps towards that greatness. And taking risks is important, like, to life. Like, and the biggest lesson of taking risks is sometimes they won't work out, and that's a part of taking a risk. And sometimes you can fail out. I mean, you can fail 100 times, or sometimes you're gonna fail 100 times. Even the most successful people have failed 100 times, and that's how they got to the time where they succeeded, because you know, they just kept failing, and with every failure they learned, with every failure they learned something. So like, for me, I feel like my failures taught me a lot, mine so far, and I feel like, you know, any other failure is gonna teach me shit, but I feel like I've learned so much, like, even just in everything. So, I mean, yeah. So, for me, I just feel like it's important as a human being to take risks in life and love and money and just, you know, because I'm doing what you love. And, of course, that's me. I'm, like, the advocate for that. But, yeah. So that's what grinds my gears. And that's that unruly, hashtag unruly episode. Big up on the damn stuff.